Theological Seminary at Nagar. In 1879, Reverend Dr. R. E. Hume started a theological seminary at Ahmednagar. The purpose of this seminary was to train pastors and teachers in leadership of churches. In the same year, I thought of enrolling myself there. I prayerfully made up my mind to seek admission and was admitted to that seminary in the inaugural year. The classes were conducted for 6 months a year, and for the rest of the year, the students went to their respective places to minister. The course was of 3 years' duration. Dr. Hame taught the Acts of the Apostles and the Book of Romans. Reverend Ramakrishna V. Modak taught the origin of the Bible and the inspiration of the scriptures. Reverend Dr. Bissell taught the church history. One more professor taught logic. I studied only for 2 years. I could not attend the third year. The names of those who studied with me and those who are yet alive are given below. Reverend Imam Baksh Baba, Reverend Hariba Gaikwad, pastor of Vai, Reverend Tukaramji Nathuji, pastor of Mumbai, ex-pastor of Sholapur Reverend Bhujang Rao. Imam Baksh Baba was a Muslim convert. He and I were staying with Reverend Ramakrishna V. Modak. The wife of Reverend Ramakrishna V. Modak was Ramkumar Bai. She loved us like her own dear sons, Shahu Rao and Sumitra Rao. Staying with this family benefited me spiritually. As I mentioned earlier, Mr. Ramchandra Bhaskare, Ram Keskar and Kashinath Panchnadikar regularly came to Bhudwarpet near our Balaji temple and preached. The people continued to persecute them. Through their preaching, I had heard the gospel for the first time. These three alone, with Miss Bernard, brought me to the feet of Christ and guided me. After my conversion, they guided me further into my new walk of Christian life. Similarly, Mrs. Mariabai Banta, mother-in-law of Mr. Bhaskare, and Reverend Dr. Narayan Sheshadri's wife Mrs. Saibai, both encouraged me. I am very grateful to God for all these people. Kashinath Pant was from Ratnagiri. He was converted into Christianity few years before I was. He also had to undergo serious persecution before his conversion. He was a spiritual man. He became a Christian along with three of his daughters. But his wife unfortunately did not come to Christ. Because she did not believe Christ, Kashinath Pant came to Pune and was working as an evangelist. His daughters were put in the mission boarding school.